Well, our region has so many great places to explore and to celebrate art, and that includes Alamance Arts in downtown Graham. It's the Arts Council that's housed in a Victorian-era home, and right now they've got their Holiday Invitational exhibit happening. So lots to talk about and learn about from that. Joining us on the phone to do exactly that is Karen Carruth, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator with Alamance Arts. Karen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on 97.9 The Hill. How are you?
I'm fine, and we're excited about talking about our holiday exhibition and inviting folks from the eastern part of our region to come and join us.
Absolutely. This conversation brought to us by Alamance Arts in the towns and villages of Alamance County. So tell us a little bit about the Holiday Invitational exhibit right now. I mean, I imagine that there are some great holiday decorations, and that is no surprise, but it sounds like Alamance Arts really goes kind of an extra mile since it's got this great setting in the 19th century, this 19th century building that's just right smack downtown in Graham.
It surely is. We tell people that we're the big yellow house in Graham. You can't miss this. It's right on Main Street. And especially this week, we still have the ice skating rink that's provided thanks to the Graham Recreation Department. It will be ending on Sunday the 19th, but you can skate for free. Of course, I must remind you, it is synthetic. We live in the South. But that sort of sets the tone for the winter wonderland. Once you come inside the Captain White House, out the home of Alamance Arts, you're greeted with beautiful galleries filled with all kinds of color and texture. There are many different kinds of gifts, from paintings, pottery, jewelry, knitted wear, to gift items, things like tea towels and accessories for your home, just a wonderful variety of things. And the best part is most of those are locally or regionally made.
Yeah, that, of course, is a key part of what the Arts Council tries to do. What are some of your favorite holiday decorations that are in the Captain White House?
Great question, and I must say that every year our decorations are different. We have different themes, and this year you will see trees that are decorated in the traditional green, reds, and then we actually have some lovely trees that have white and blue in honor of our folks who celebrate Hanukkah. As far as my favorites, I would say that there's some whimsical ornaments. I'm a flamingo girl, so there's one of a man's torso on a flamingo body, and that might be my favorite, in case my husband's listening, right? Hint, hint, hint.
That sounds pretty incredible and pretty unique. And I know that in addition to the Holiday Invitational exhibit, of course, as you mentioned, so many other galleries and stuff like that that are permanently in the Arts Council. What else can people find right now in terms of the local art that's available? Anything that stands out?
So the first thing people would see in addition to the ice skating rink is the 25-foot-tall sculpture called Embracing Peace. It is actually the World War II soldier who's celebrating the end of the war and grabbing the nurse. It's a wonderful sculpture that everyone who rides down Main Street sees, and actually they'll come and park in the parking lot to come and observe it. We have it on loan from the Seward Johnson Foundation, and we were supposed to have it for a year, and then COVID came along, and so the length of time has been extended until April of 2022. It's a wonderful tribute to those who fought so hard for our freedom, and we're proud to have it in our front yard.
That sounds incredible. 25-foot tall. I mean, that is quite the welcome when people show up to Alamance Arts right there in downtown Graham. We're speaking with Karen Carruth, who's the Community Outreach Coordinator for Alamance Arts. And a reminder, their website is alamancearts.org. What are some of the other special exhibits that have come through the Arts Council over the last year? I know I'm sure that some things were interrupted back in 2020 when we were still really at the height and the initial response to COVID-19, but we've seen a lot more things kind of opening back up, returning to slightly normal operations this year. So what are some of the special exhibits that have swung through?
Great question. Thanks for asking. We actually change our artwork out every 6 to 8 weeks. We have two galleries in the front of the house and one gallery in the back, and that's called our SunTrust Gallery. The artwork is usually some local art, but more than likely it would be artwork of regional artists. But the ones that I always like to point to our visitors is the Chihuly Glass exhibit, which we had in 2016. That was probably, in as far as my career here at Alamance Arts, the most exciting one. It was the works of a private collector of Dale Chihuly's blown glass. Everybody remembers Dale Chihuly from the Glass Museum in Seattle, Washington, but actually his works are found all over the world. We were lucky to have enough to have that exhibit here for 3 months, and it brought in 30,000 visitors from all 50 states and 21 foreign countries. It was a $7 million value. People were able to see this exhibit at no charge thanks to endowment by a local family.
I absolutely love Chihuly's work, so that sounds like it is really, really special. Blown glass, I think, has always been such a cool art form as well.
Yes. And another one that I'll mention is the Legos. That brought even more people in because we were able to have school groups for that. We set a record of having 50,000 visitors in 3 months for that exhibit. And that was by the artist Nathan Sawaya. At the same time this exhibit was going on here at Alamance Arts, Nathan had a similar exhibit going on in New York City, and I think the admission charge was $45 a person. So people in our area were in for a real treat to have exposure to that kind of art here in Alamance Arts.
That sounds absolutely fascinating. Again, we're speaking with Karen Carruth, who's the Community Outreach Coordinator for Alamance Arts. They are bringing us this conversation, as well as Alamance County itself. And you mentioned, of course, so those are some pretty special exhibits, the Holiday Invitational exhibit happening right now at the Captain White House. And you mentioned the local art that people can find there, too, in the shop, and that is available for purchase. Can you share some details on the Zoom shopping option that Alamance Arts is offering people right now, too? Because that sounds like a pretty unique way and a pretty easy way in the end to check out what's available for the holidays.
So we're happy to make available some of the items that we have in the gift shop to actually go around to let folks take a look. We did a lot more of that last year, but as you mentioned earlier, since things are open up and we do ask that our guests as well as our volunteers and staff wear masks downstairs, so we really haven't had a need for the Zoom as much, but we're happy to provide that shopping experience if someone wanted it.
And as we begin to wrap up here, is there anything that you think our listeners need to know about Alamance Arts, either for what's happening right now during the holiday season or just in general if they want to swing by?
Well, I would point out that we're conveniently located not even a quarter of a mile off of the interstate or right down Highway 54. And as I said, we're a big yellow house, so you can't miss us. And we do looking forward to having new exhibits starting late January. Could check our website to see what our schedule is. I always tell people that we're like the little engine that could. People are blown away by the fact that we've had such extraordinary art exhibits here, and so we just say watch and see what's next.
It is yet another wonderful little aspect of our region, Alamance Arts, right there in downtown Graham. And as you heard Karen Carruth mention, free of charge when some special exhibits swing through. Again, their website, alamancearts.org. You can also give them a call at 336-226-4000. 4495. Karen Crew, thank you so much for joining us today on the show and sharing all of the exciting things happening around Alamance Arts.
Well, we appreciate this time, and we look forward to seeing you all soon.
Absolutely. Again, this conversation brought to us by the Alamance Arts Council.